Matthew 7:15-20, Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down, and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. These verses talk about pastors. As it is said in the Bible, we are all given pastors to guide us, telling us about the Word of God and guiding us in the right direction. This is the reason why they are yelling out while misusing technology that I should not have any pastor's support, when the fact is I am not having that kind of relationship with any pastors. If not, I would have been helped to move away from these persecuting people. A good pastor is someone who will know that God is not asking us to go into trouble and suffer for His sake and to demonstrate His faith. We are living now in democracy, and our governance system is much different from the autocratic period when Jesus lived. So, the Lord has clearly spoken through His word that we will have our governance and people to support us when He is physically absent amidst us, so that the system and governance are made to work for serving and yielding good fruits. This is not about the number of Christians who are converted that counts as the good fruits, but the quality of Christian life that we are able to live. If any pastor is going to tell you that you have to be obedient when you know that your manager is the devil's incarnation and is professing Hinduism and atheism, then why should we obey them? By obeying them, we are serving the Lord and the devil in them, and the word says that we cannot dine with both of them. Master is Jesus, but none when it comes to asking us to obey, and all that Jesus wants us to obey at work is sincerity and honesty. Our loyalty is in serving the organization that pays us, not betraying for our own benefit, such as helping competitors or using shortcuts for our growth in the organization by putting the organization and others at stake. I think I have been blessed in that manner by meeting pastors, who otherwise may have had a bad reputation but, when it comes to me, have been rendering me good advice, have not been wanting me to be oppressed, and have wished well for me even if they are not able to go the extra mile of bailing me out using the Christian support that can help me move away from these persecutors. Way beyond, I still remember the pastors of St. George's Cathedral in Perth once preaching about technology misuse and how we are advancing without caring for safety, and the pastors of Canterbury Cathedral once preaching about how climate change and the current economic situation have made us all angry with our dispositions, forgetting to share love and compassion with each other and the joy of giving. I also remember how the pastor of Cathedral Redemption Church once preached and asked us all to read the Bible and recline on the Bible more than on him, which is better than asking someone else for guidance and advice that they are wanting to walk in the Lord, but he also agreed that the Lord will speak to them through the Word of God, providing them the bread of life that is needed to strengthen them for their life's situation. I remember why the pastor of the local CSI Rachanyapuram Church was speaking of how Pentecostal Day is not the denomination Pentecost and how we are being carried away but is part of the events that happened following the crucifixion of Christ. With Ascension Day, Pentecostal Sunday, and Trinity Sunday in a month from today, we need to prepare ourselves to remember on Pentecost Day, when the apostles were blessed with the Holy Spirit, that they do the good work for the glory of God to be established, about what good we are doing and for what we are standing for. The best way a pastor's worthiness in a church is known is when he is able to steer the congregation to abide in the way of the Lord, where there is love disposed to all and being able to stand against power and authorities when needed and make them work for the goodness of humanity and human charity, keeping them in one mind on Christ, allowing permissions for those who are not able to bear the burden to not participate, and at the same time also not allowing others to expect those who bear and stand up to bear more as others' beneficiaries. I should remember my great-great-great-grandfather, Pastor Savaramatu, who started his work with the Tirunelveli Mission. I recently wrote an article about an incident in his life that happened as part of his pastoral training from the mission representative when he was checking on his services for preparing the quarterly report. He was taught how a pastor should take care so that his congregation is not indulging in false prophecy and practices building up in the church for position and authority in the name of God, and that is the major problem in our churches that is open for evangelists and people from outside beyond our seminary preaching to the congregation, besides those newly arising hypocrites calling themselves as preachers of Christ and disposing of their money in the name of the Lord. This is very important to address, as it is bringing down the repute of the church and is leading to the oppression of fervent followers of Christ.